Is it finished?
I think so.
It's a common scenario. You wake up in the middle of the night, you go to the kitchen and you fancy a boiled egg. But hey, you're all out of eggs. That's right, you're clucked because you don't own a chicken. You know, chickens actually make eggs in their ass, and it won't cost you a penny. So if you want to live life in the fast lane, get yourself a chicken and give your family a pet that pays its own way. From the people who brought you pigs, cows, ducks, lambs, and rabbits.
Hi there, all you dance-tastic groove mongers out there. It's the Big Dance Bad Mama Jammer DJ Johnny Coleshaw in the district. And tonight, live from Steve Bradshaw's gig at Chapel Street Gas Club Blackpool, it's Hits, Hits, Hits from Christina Agriculture. What a girl wants, what a girl needs. Fire. Yeah. My Dinner. I started singing. Rabbi Williams. She's the one. So tune in, because it's going to be rip-roaring, flame-throwing, carpet-hoovering, spud-mashingly, brilliantly, napalmingly, all right. Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1.
It's Thursday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
All right.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy, and Will. Radio 1's very own Delta Force. Chris Moyles
on Radio 1. Afternoon then, thanks to Mark Allard. Hello, it's great to be here. Ha, 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 ha. Blah, 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 blah.
Very good, thank you. Yeah, right. You.
Guitars. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Really good. We went out training today. Lizzie didn't come with us because, obviously, it's too much for her. And she's not well. She's poorly. So she went to see the doctor this morning. And only to find out that her doctor's ill as well. You mean snogging him? All right.
Hello, boys.
It.
Hi.
By the way, this is the sexy Lizzie that was in FHM the other month. Now listen to her lovely cough. I would say it's a bit of a chesty cough, but not with Lizzie, no. Two chairs and an ironing board cough.
Yes, yes.
So it was just me and Dave, and because Will's away, Claire, who's our supply teacher producer this week, decided she'd come running with us, and she did a really good job. We did high-intensity circuit training, as I like to call it. But did he find it difficult?
I feel awful.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You'll feel
all over.
You'll feel so much worse tomorrow morning. You really
great.
Will.
You did well, though, actually. It was like a tough circuit.
Thank you. I was very impressed by you two. You're amazing.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, I personally thought we weren't as hot as we normally
are. I thought we were kind of pretty average, but thanks for saying it.
Yeah, my darling. That was good. It was like an hour of this workout thing, which was like, you know, run for a minute, skip for a minute, do weights for a minute, and then we started getting ahead of ourselves, so then we had to do extra weights and stuff.
I got really confused as to where we were.
Yeah. But Dave has a fantastic look on his face when he doesn't want to do something. It's like a scowl.
Do I?
Yeah. And then we had a water fight, and it just all gets silly.
Oh, and then Jane, our trainer, lost her keys.
We make training fun, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so if you want to know how Claire got on, there'll be a big Glubber update before 3:30 this afternoon. Helen, from Big Brother, meant to be on the show today. We're getting this morning because voicemail messages to the team saying it.
Yeah, hi, it's person sorting out Helen. Yeah, can we postpone it because she's tired? Yeah, she's been doing, you know, stuff, and if we, like, tried out next week or sometime, that would, that'd be great. If you want to ring me, then here's the number. Okay, thanks, bye.
And I'm like, who the hell are you? Who the hell is this moron? A, you'd never cancel on us, especially if you want to work in this industry again.
Yeah, we're very powerful people. Yeah.
And B, she's tired. We've had the biggest celebrities in the world through the doors at Radio 1, right? People who are in the middle of world tours, people who haven't slept for 3-4 days, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Can we postpone it, because Helen's tired?
We bloody well can't postpone it. We've been telling our audience for the last 3 days, 6 million of them, that she's coming on tomorrow.
We had Mariah Carey fly straight in from Germany or something, hadn't slept all night, she came straight on the show, and then today some squirming no-mark PR, right, leaving this mess. You're going, no, she can't make it.
Yeah, and he says as well, he goes, yeah, she's been up since 4 o'clock this morning doing the Chris Moyle show. So, and I'm thinking, she's been up doing the Chris Moyle show? What are you talking about? The guy didn't even make any sense. So then our exec, right, Super Mick.
The Mick Daddy.
The Mick Daddy make you jump, jump. He finds him and goes, yes, Mick Meadows here. I believe that you say Helen's tired, is she? Well, that's not good enough. Don't you know who you are? Go and sort it, you little runt, and I shall wait for your call. 2 minutes later, ring, ring. Meadows here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yes, Helen will be there at 4 o'clock.
Thank you, my child. Cluck. There you go, and that's it. Done.
Easy.
Yeah. So after all that, she will be here. We have a wad of questions that have been sent in from the listeners. Would you like to hear what a wad of questions sounds like when dropped on the desk? Okay, here we go.
Caramba.
There you go. I can put a little bit more echo on and make it sound like more. You ready?
Yeah. That's nice. Would have been better if you hadn't hit the microphone
all
the way down.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that. Hang on. All right.
It's good, that, yeah.
Have you vetted these questions?
Yes.
So I can pick anyone at random and it'll be broadcastable?
Yes.
You sure?
Are you found one that's not, haven't you?
Hey, hello, Helen. What day is it? From Daniel Camp.
I like that.
I'll flick through, you tell me when to stop,
okay.
Right?
Stop.
When you were in the house, Well, Jamie in Glasgow, your question manages to get the word scheming, calculated, two-faced, backstabbing, ear-biting, finger-poking witch in there. So, not about Helen, by the way, about somebody else. All right, another one, tell me when.
When.
Don't you see how funny these are great. These are really funny. From Mike in Guildford. Could you ask Helen who was the most well-endowed man in the house? These are just, you know, disgusting, ludicrous questions. I'd love to know the answers to. Anyway, Helen from Big Brother will be in at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And Big Blubber update coming up before 3:30, right? This is Ian Van Dahl, who'll be at One Big Sunday in Carlisle at the weekend. Do you ever question? Ian Van Dahl and Castles in the Sky. Is that somebody else who sings on there? Because otherwise Ian Van Dahl sounds like a girl.
It doesn't sound like an Ian, does it?
Ian is a girl.
Really?
Really?
No.
Way.
Ian Van Dahl is a girl.
Yeah.
Give over.
Tenor.
What?
I put
la,
tenor
la, la,
on
la, la, la,
she's
la,
quite
la.
She's quite cheap. 2 gags for the price of one. Both not funny. Ian Van Dahl is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I believe you.
What's she look like?
She's got long dark hair. Her real name's Anna. But people
she changed it to Ian?
Well, that was
she's called Anna.
It was her nickname at school.
Ian?
Yeah.
So her name is Anna Van Dahl.
I'm not quite sure about a surname.
Where do you get this information from? Do you just make it up?
No.
Talking rollocks.
It's for real.
No, it is real.
Okay, well, there you go. I never knew that. Sophie Alice Baxter's going to be on One Big Sunday in Carla. Is she a bloke?
Yes, she's a he-she.
He's been called Steve.
Cheering breaks?
All women.
Okay. The B-15 Project with Shola Ammer?
Transvestite.
Times Four? Never heard of him. Embrace? Great. Ian Van Dahl? Woman. And Blue?
Who knows?
They're all black. Blue are those four guys that go, I'm from London, free riders, snoop, banana, and again. There you go. Four people, one trainer, no hope, This is Big Blubber. Oh, by the way, that's One Big Sunday this weekend in Carlisle.
Bits Park.
Bits Park, Carlisle. Blue in Vandal Embrace stands for. Beef and Dream Project, Charlotte Amateur and Break, Sophie Ellis, Baxter, and not Baxter, as it is written here by one of the most important people in the building. Right, good. You ready for Big Blubber?
Rock it.
Four people. One trainer. No hope. This is Big Blubber. Day 749 in the Big Blubber camp, producer Claire, who's never trained with a team before, is this week's winner of the Licky Licky Brown Nose Trophy.
Producer Will, Super Sub Claire, decided to really bond with the team by...
Super Sub Claire? She's a supply teacher!
Off the subs bench and playing for the first team.
Joining their training today. Despite not having exercised since she left school, she made a gutsy effort, and unlike the rest of the group, she was far more disciplined and didn't swear at me.
My Licky ass. Licky Brown Nose.
That's good. Since I left school, I told her I hadn't trained since 1998 when I did my back in. So that means I'm...
22.
A liar.
Lizzie
has stuck
age.
To her tap. I'm sorry. What?
Sorry.
Licky, licky brown nose. So you'll be out running again tomorrow? No, oh, no, that's enough. Lizzie has stuck to her target of training once a week, but Janie is still not satisfied.
Lizzie donned her hot pants on Tuesday and joined us for a circuit-style training session.
I've got to say, by the way, those hot pants were hilarious. Even Kylie Minogue wouldn't have worn them. They were so funny, showing off her blue, vein-ridden legs. You've got legs like Doc Cotton.
I don't.
You've upset her now, look at her. Look, Mardy ass.
Shut up, make me some tea.
She seemed a little distracted by people doing Tai Chi, but obviously worked hard because her quads were sore yesterday and she said it was very difficult to walk. Today she didn't turn up because obviously it was overcast and she is only a fair weather exerciser. Let's hope the sunshine returns next week and she'll be out again.
How are your quads now, Lizzie?
They're very painful.
Really? Yeah. You'd like me to massage your quads for you?
Yes, please.
Alright, cool. Will, by the way, who isn't with us, doesn't get off. Worried about being shown up on the beach while he's away, Greyhead has been chasing the dream of the body beautiful.
Will has just gone off on holiday, but has spent the last 2 weeks pumping iron to ensure he was looking in peak condition.
I don't think he's been pumping iron.
For his tight-fitting speedos. The south of France will never have seen such a fine figure parading up and down its beaches.
Did he pay her or something? What is she talking about? If people in the south of France going... Look at that Englishman over there. He is wearing ill-fitting speedos. You can see his tiny penis from here.
Hello, look at the lanky English geek.
Once again, Dave displays the fact he has the attention span of a flea, making Janie feel more like a nanny than a fitness instructor.
Dave looks very healthy with his glowing tan, and, like Chris, gave two very impressive sessions. Yeah. As ever, discipline is a problem with Dave. As soon as he became uninterested in shuttle runs, he decided it would be much more fun to start swinging from the trees.
That's true, actually, you really did.
Yeah, I was bored of the shuttle runs.
And then she laughs at you and she shouts over, do some chin-ups while you're there! At which point, you got bored of the tree, didn't you? And walked off. Despite now being a svelte-toned bronze god and a personal trainer's dream, Chris proved this week that old habits die hard.
This week saw the return of Chris from his holidays looking refreshed and relaxed. Yeah. He gave an explosive performance both on Tuesday and today. Mm. However, despite being the star pupil, he is still acting out. As on Tuesday, instead of jogging back to the office for his warm down, he ran to the nearest cab.
No!
Didn't run, he walked to the nearest
cab. Hang on a second. I think you're fine, actually, in my defence. Lizzie was the one who hailed the cab.
Yeah, but you planted the seed in my head.
So they see how we're planting a new missile. It's true, though, she did. Little cab comes and she sticks around
out. That.
What? She did get the cab. Unbelievable. Anyway, there you go. That was our Big Blubber, and we'll give you another update at the same time next week. Tune in next week to find out what happens in Big Blubber.
I've seen so many places, I've seen so many faces, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills.
This is Radio 1 Music.
Tell me why, do we build castles in the sky? Oh, tell me why.
One Music.
You remind me of a girl that I once knew.
This is Radio 1 Music.
ladies know what my revolving do. So ladies never come back, most come back for more. I got a
one,
six.
So I can't run away. Wake me up, show me what you got. Cause I don't want no
one music, one station.
Ooh, see a key clash.
Mm.
Yeah. 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 And you know that you overstepped the border. Uh-huh.
One for the money and a free ride. It's two for the land and you bet to buy
all rise, Dave.
And there you go, Blue. I'm going to be playing live for One Big Sunday this weekend in Carlisle with Radio 1.
Come on, what's my name?
Brian.
Say my name.
Come, Kevin.
I'm just going through the questions to Helen from Big Brother, who's going to be here after 4 o'clock. And some listeners out there have very, very good sense of humour, and others are twisted perverts that shouldn't be allowed out their own house. I can't, some of them have just got some really sick, twisted ideas about her and porridge, and I don't really want to go into it.
Are these the ones that Lizzie vetted?
Yes, but you know what Lizzie's like, she's kinky. You watch her, you watch her reaction to this. Imagine being covered in porridge.
Meow.
There you see.
Radio 1.
All right, anyway, she'll be on in about just over half an hour. Jamiroquai and Gwen Stefani and Eve coming up. Here's Carolyn with news at 3:30.
A Bosnian general gets 46 years for murdering thousands.
Radio 1 News Beat.
The Bosnian Serb general Radislav Krstic has been found guilty of murdering thousands of Bosnian Muslims in the town of Srebrenica during the Bosnian War in 1995. He's just been convicted at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. More on this from News Beat's Europe reporter Alistair Sanford.
The 46-year sentence is the longest handed down by the War Crimes Tribunal. The Bosnian Serb commander becomes the most senior figure from the war in the former Yugoslavia to be convicted of mass killing on this scale. He masterminded one of the worst atrocities in Europe since World War II. Nearly 8,000 Muslim men and boys were massacred in Srebrenica. The judge said General Krstic agreed to evil.
The mother of the missing Essex schoolgirl Danielle Jones says she now thinks her daughter is dead. Linda Jones is convinced she'll never see the 15-year-old again because they haven't heard from her since she disappeared on her way to school near East Tilbury on June the 18th.
I don't want to hear the worst, but we need an end to it. I don't think realistically I'm very hopeful. If you know anyone that is acting suspiciously, I can't beg you enough to come forward.
Another 330 staff at the troubled shipbuilder Camel Laird have been made redundant. Receivers say the jobs will go at the Tyneside, Birkenhead and Teesside yards, which are being scaled down from tomorrow. A 10-year-old boy has had 32 stitches in his face after he was savaged by a Rottweiler in front of his mum. Liam Baker from Oldham in Lancashire was saved when passers-by dragged it off. Wimbledon Football Club are moving out of London to a new 28,000-seater stadium in Milton Keynes. They currently share Selhurst Park with Crystal Palace. Fans say they're not happy about travelling 70 miles to a game, but Wimbledon chairman Charles Copple says they have no choice.
The alternatives for us as a club were potentially to cease to exist, and what we're looking to do is secure the future of the club. If we didn't make a decision about this within the next 12 months, the entire future of this club would have been in serious jeopardy.
An artificial reef has been built to give surfers in Cornwall the chance to catch the perfect wave. Newquay is already the surfing capital of Britain, but it's hoped the new multi-million pound reef, the first of its kind in Europe, will help it rival Waikiki in Hawaii and Bondi Beach in Australia. Cricket and England are on 181 for 9 after winning the toss in the third Ashes test against Australia at Trent Bridge. Alex Stewart is still in, but Atherton, Butcher and Rambacrash are out. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
Yeah, I can see Newquay being even better than Waikiki.
Mm.
Definitely.
Are you joking?
But it's probably hotter at the moment.
I used to think, people used to say, oh yeah, Newquay, you can do a lot of like surfing down there, dude. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Shut up. Until we went there last year to do the One Big Belly. Do you remember them?
I do.
Glory days.
Yeah. Anyway. And everybody who lived there, you'd see them walking down the street with a surfboard under their arm.
They drive camper vans and have blonde hair.
But even like 65-year-old dudes, right, coming out of the house going, I'm going for a bit of surfing, I am. It was unbelievable. It really was. It's the Surfing Championships
this weekend, though, or something?
Coming up, yeah. Our reporter Mike Crook is doing a spot of surfing this afternoon.
What? Mike Surf the Waves Crook?
That's the one.
Mike Surf Sub Crook?
Mike Riptide Crook.
Why didn't you go down?
Don't know.
You're a bit of a surf chick, aren't you?
I'd flatten a surfboard if I got
one. Give over. I'd love to see you ride them waves.
Anyway, Mike has been doing just that.
Anyway, shut up, fatty. Do you want to go, Carolyn?
When do I go?
No, do you want me to go?
Oh, do you want to go?
No, never mind.
Bye.
Do you want me to go? We're going where? What?
You can.
Mike? Hello?
Surfing.
Hello? I've gone already. Radio 1. Right, I've gone down a little of emails down for Helen, right? Okay. Questions to Helen.
Yeah.
And there weren't that many rude ones, right? But there were lots of stupid questions. One was, ask Helen if she's met up with Paul since she left the house. I'm thinking, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, there's some nice ones in there.
Like what? You gonna read them now or
I want to save them, but there's like a few ones. One which comes in from Alan Hansen at matchday.co.uk.
That's not him.
Well, how do you know? How do you know? It could
be.
Did
you think that Alan Hansen was a fan of ours or a fan of Big Brother?
How do you know Alan Hansen's not a fan of ours?
Don't know, maybe he is.
I love that Chris Miles. It's more like Sean Connery.
Yeah.
And somebody has sent us, and unfortunately I've thrown the name away, but somebody sent us, and I've seen this before anyway. There's loads of quotes from the Big Brother house from all the contestants.
Hmm.
Because obviously, they said lots of silly things, like everybody does in their day-to-day lives. And Helen's Hellenisms, as they've been referred to, are now legendary. So, and everyone's gone on about them, so I don't really want to talk about them that much. You know, the fact that she thought Jack Daniels did all that magic stuff and all that. And, of course, the legendary blinking question. And, first time they jumped in the hot tub and the sun was behind the clouds and it was really cold outside, Helen said, it's just like being in Spain. Mind you, for your holiday,
fair. It rained for one day in Spain, the rest of it was lovely. Just felt like a week with, you know.
The name Jimmy was mentioned and Helen asked, isn't that the name of a baby kangaroo?
A Jimmy?
Yeah.
It's a Joey.
Brian said to Helen, did he make any mistakes cutting people's hair? Helen said, when I was trading, I cut someone's necklace off.
That's miles away from their head.
What's in kidney beans? There's loads of
There was a chicken chickpea one as well, wasn't there?
Yeah. But there's lots, not just Helen's as well. Dean apparently said in the house, if there were less people in here, it would be less crowded.
Makes sense, really, doesn't it? He makes it sound so simple.
Amma said, the problem is you're so similar, but in different ways. And there's just lots of these. Another Helen classic is the jelly cooked.
What?
Brian said about Helen, what if Helen's got an IQ of 25? Helen said, actually, I'm only 23. Anyway, so there's lots of those. Helen, the princess of Big Brother, whether you love her or hate her, you actually secretly love her. Admit it, you know you do. I'm dying to meet her. I'm really excited to meet her.
So she'll be here in what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Something like that, yeah. Unless, of course, she calls it or she cancels. I hope she doesn't. I think she might have been a bit nervous about coming on the show, but she's got nothing to worry about. I'm a pussycat.
Very large pussycat.
She doesn't realise, but she's already been in the same room with me. She's been in the same room as I've been in twice already.
Where?
When she left the house on Friday, she did herself, Brian and Dean did a press conference and I sat at the back of the room, and then there was like a little party afterwards for all the crew and stuff, and we went up to say goodbye to a few people, and at one point I was virtually standing right next to her, so she doesn't know that. But anyway, but I'm really, really excited, really looking forward to seeing her. And of course she is so excited to meet me, because as it's been revealed already, While she was in the Big Brother house, she's sitting out in the garden having a conversation with Stuart, and she revealed that she thought I was hilarious.
I was listening to that Chris Moyles. Did you listen to Chris Moyles?
Sometimes he gets on my nerves a bit.
Oh dear. Let's get dirty. Let's get dirty. It's Redman and DJ Cool. What?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Redman.
I don't know, do I? Hey, listen, I respect every record we play on Radio 1.
I love it.
Yeah, so do I. I feel very old. Let's get dirty, y'all. Let's get dirty, y'all. Let's get dirty, y'all. Thanks. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I'll stay clean.
Let's get dirty, y'all. Helen can't wait to meet me.
I was listening to that Chris Moyles. Did you listen to Chris Moyles?
Sometimes he gets on my nerves a bit.
And then, of course, the idea that I could... I was going to go and have a look at the camera run and looking through the two-way mirrors in the house. And she got quite scared.
Yeah, I don't know if I like Chris Moyles. I like him looking in. Watching you having a wee.
I wouldn't watch you have a wee, Helen. What kind of a man do you think I am?
I was listening to that Chris Moyles. Did you listen to Chris Moyles?
What kind of a man do you think I am?
Sometimes he gets on my nerves a bit.
Okay.
Saturday, we're in Ibiza. Alright, this is Coxie. At 1 o'clock, I will be live from a secret poolside location somewhere on the island with special guest The Avalanches in the mix. We're in Ibiza!
Come join us!
Then later, from 5, Judge Jules and Seb Fontaine will start up the decks live from Cafe Mambo with guests Darren Emerson and Roger Sanchez.
Quite literally, people as far as the eye can see.
Log on to Radio 1 online. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 in Ibiza this weekend.
Do you listen to Chris Moyles?
Sometimes he gets on my nerves a bit.
We just had word from Helen's people that they're going to be about 15 minutes late. They're turning the other way and driving as far away from Radio 1 as they can. If Helen doesn't come in here and give me a big kiss and says, sorry for being late, then I'll be very upset and I might even start crying. You know what I mean? Because I've been really good and all the nasty emails that have been sent in, and there haven't been many, I must admit. Most people seem to like Helen. I've binned them. They're here.
We've whittled them down.
On the floor, look. Maybe there was more than a few, but I'm not going to read them out. Because I think that she's a lovely, lovely Welsh lass. I really do.
And you want to protect her from evil?
Absolutely. Was that your impression of Brian saying evil?
No.
Can you do an impression of Brian saying evil demons? Go on, have a go.
I've never heard him say evil demons.
Just say it in Brian's voice.
Evil demons.
No.
That's really good.
You want to put a little bit of...
Do you think so?
Yeah, sell it a little bit though, baby.
Watch out, Corsair, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it again, off you go.
Evil demons.
Was that good?
Can you do an impression of Helen?
No.
Have a go.
Helen.
No, that's her name, said badly in Welsh. do a Helen line. I love blinking, I do. Try that.
I love blinking.
No, she doesn't sound like a bloke. She sounds like a lady.
Yeah, but I only do male impressions.
Well, just, you know, smoke it up a bit or something like that.
I'll figure one more time.
I love blinking, I do.
Thank you.
Do you want to have a go, Claire?
Because you're already a girl.
Oh.
You're halfway there.
So you just got to do the Welsh accent and get the words right.
Chips in the chip shop! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Without a Welsh accent.
Helen's in the back of a car right now going, actually, I want to go shopping. Take me away. Lizzie, let's hear you. Your impression of Helen.
I like blinking, I do.
Yeah. Sounded more like Bubble. O'clock on Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles, Helen from Big Brother's on the way. This is 21 Seconds, So Solid Crew. 21 seconds to flow. I got 21... Madonna and music at Radio 1, So Solid Crew before that with 21 Seconds. And there are pictures, reports and a video of the So Solid Crew's performance from One Big Sunday in Plymouth, which is online now at Radio 1.
Online.
Do you do that, Scotty? Do you do the One Big Sunday site? It's all right, isn't it? It's not as good as ours. Have you said that? By the way, I was tipped off the other day. Tipped off, by the way. There's another radio station, if you can call it that. And there's a website for these disc jockeys. There's two DJs. And the similarities between theirs and ours is unbelievable. It's shocking. Imagine ours done on the cheap. And that's what it looks like.
So they've been thieving our ideas.
It looks, it's very similar to ours, and it's very similar to Mark and Lard's. And some would say that their act is very similar to Mark and Lard's, but that's all I'm saying.
It's a mystery.
What? Well, no, it's not a mystery, is it? I just told you about it. How can it be a mystery, you
I mean, it's a mystery as to who these...
Well, I know who they are.
People are.
Well, I know who they are. Do you ever say that you are?
Nope.
Okay, I won't then, fair enough.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right, we're still waiting for Helen from Big Brother to come and turn up at the studios.
She's running late.
Getting slipped, sorry about that. Whole nation waiting. Yeah, she's running a bit late, but I've been promised she'll be here soon. What can you do?
Wait.
Who's on our show on Saturday?
I can't tell you just yet.
Do we not have anyone then?
No.
Right, okay. I'm doing One Big Sunday in Carlisle at the weekend.
That'd be good.
I'm dying to meet Ian Van Dahl now that I've heard it's a woman. Is it a woman who's got halfway through having the op or something? Is that why she's called Ian?
That might be libelous, so I'm not going to comment.
No, I'm asking.
I don't know.
No. So, Lizzie reckons that Ian Van Dahl is a chick.
No, I know. I don't reckon, I know.
Does she look like a bloke?
No, she's quite pretty. Well, she is very pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's called Ian. She foreign?
Where's she from?
She was Belgian.
Yeah.
Yeah, foreign. These old foreign chicks are all mad. Changing her name to Ian. What kind of a silly thing to do is that? It's a good record and everything. What's she look like? She blonde?
Brunette.
Tall?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just guessing, aren't you? You're just making it up.
No. Do you want to know vital statistics?
Yes,
if you have them, yeah.
32, 26, 30.
32? My God.
Yeah. Those are your statistics.
Oh, yeah, she dreams of being a 32, my friend. You must be joking. She's a 26.
She's a Scorpio.
You're making this crap up.
Her favourite colour's pink. And her favourite meal is lasagna.
Made of veg.
She's vegetarian. She's been vegetarian since she was 13.
So she prefers vegetarian lasagna then?
Yeah.
She doesn't like meat?
No.
Right. You're veggie, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand vegetarians, I really don't.
They're odd, aren't they?
Yeah. Listen, I've nothing against them. If there are any vegetarians listening, don't think that I'm having a go at you or anything like that. I just don't understand what your point is.
Oh, the poor little anime women also, they don't like to eat them, blah, blah.
Yeah, every so often, I've seen a lot of vegetarians sitting there going, I could murder a bacon sandwich. I know that's really wrong, but I could murder a bacon sandwich. Well, then have a bacon sandwich. You're not a veggie, are you, Claire?
I was veggie for 8 years, and then I had a bacon sandwich.
And then you're back to meat. And you're back to meat again?
Yep.
Good girl, that's what I like to hear. Because eating meat is a natural instinct. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's a whole food chain thing. And why don't you eat meat, Lizzie?
I was brought up vegetarian.
So these are, they're not even your own views?
No. Look at me, weak-minded.
So hang on a sec, have you never had a bacon sandwich in your life?
Well, no, I did go through a phase of eating hamburgers from a well-known burger chain behind my ma's back.
And?
I was just being a bit of a rebel.
Yeah, but I'm talking about meat.
Yeah.
So he brought
that's
up...
That's like raccoon.
Brought up in some kind of strange vegetarian cult in Southport.
Yeah, it was like a commune.
Are your parents hippies?
Yeah. No.
I've never met your parents. So now I'm starting to think they could be a little bit cuckoo. So the entire family's vegetarian?
My dad is, but he's forced to be. But every Christmas he's allowed a chicken drumstick.
So your dad doesn't really want to be vegetarian?
No.
So your dad's under the thumb?
Yeah.
So your mum wears the trousers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she sounds evil. Evil demons.
Because you've got like a really strange middle name as well, haven't you?
I don't have a middle name, Dave.
I thought it was Suzette or something.
No, Ian.
Jeff.
Isn't it Suzette as in crepe?
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, it is. What's yours?
Lloyd.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Your middle name is what, Liz?
Suzette.
Suzette. And yours is Lloyd.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's hilarious. Hello, David Lloyd here. Nice to meet you. Don't you own loads of gyms around the UK?
Tennis centres.
Claire, what's your middle name?
That's very boring. It's Jane.
Let's see, that's all right. I don't have one.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
All right, it's Tuffer. That's in Chris Tuffer. I've got a confirmation name, because I'm Roman Catholic. I have a confirmation name as well.
My friend had one. He was Columbus.
No, he wasn't.
It was. That was his confirmation name.
What was his first name? Christopher?
No, Will.
Will Columbus.
Yeah, something like that.
Sounds like a porn star. Starring Will Columbus. Hello, ladies. I am doing some windows. You have any spare water? And Liz Suzette.
Yes, I shall switch the taps on for you.
Featuring a guest appearance from David Lloyd.
Hello, has anybody seen my horse pipe?
Oh, man. Right, here's that novelty summer record that's going to be a big hit through all the ritzy nightclubs in the UK.
I mean, I'm just sitting right here.
Right.
Checking out this young lady right here.
So am I. She's nice, isn't she?
I mean, you sexy.
Oh, my God.
I just one question. Where you from, anyway?
Southport.
California.
All right, now, Helen is now 16, almost 16 and a half minutes late. So unless she comes in and goes, I'm sorry I'm late, and gives me a kiss on the cheek, I'm going to start crying. I'm going to start crying, babe. I'm going to start blubbing and wailing. The tears are going to roll down my cheek, baby. I'm gonna look like a poor little pussycat that has no kitty cat, baby. I'm gonna be like a big cry, baby. Please, Helen, you're my Miss Wales. Hardest thing in Wales. Where's she from again?
Cwmbran.
Cwmbran. She's Miss Cwmbran.
There's a scan, does it?
Hardest thing in
South Wales.
She lives in a barn. That doesn't...
No.
It doesn't work, though, is it? Used to be a hairdresser. House down by the water. Something that rhymes with hairdresser.
Needs some more work, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you can just make it up off the top of your head. Like normal.
One big Sunday.
One big Sunday comes to Carlisle.
Sell it, baby.
One big Sunday, Radio 1 arrives at Bits Park in Carlisle for the fifth One Big Sunday 2001.
One.
Live on stage will be Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Blue.
Turin Breaks. B15 Project. Shola Ammer.
Times 4.
Ian Van Dahl. And Embrace.
One big Sunday.
This is Mamone, and I'll be there with Chris Moyles. The show starts at 1. We're live on air from 2, and it's all free.
One big Sunday.
One big Sunday comes to Carlisle. This Sunday, live on Radio 1 and Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. One big Sunday 2001 on Radio 1.
Cut my life into pieces.
Right. See, now, I want a kiss on the lips because she's so late. Your heart. See, what happens is we're sitting here waiting for Helen, and there's no point in us getting any other, prepping any other stuff to play around with, because we've organised a show between 4 and 5. Helen's going to be here.
Mm.
Right. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Sound like an elephant or something.
I just heard a. What was that? Anyway, so they said we'll be 15 minutes late. And it's taken quite.
That means half an hour, because you never say half an hour late. You say 15, and then you're just a bit more than 15.
So I've said, unless she, you know, when she gets here, she'll be 15 minutes late, right? So unless she comes and goes, sorry, I'm late, and gives me a kiss on the cheek, I'll be upset. Now, 22 minutes late.
What happens if she's an hour late?
Then it's, you know. You know what I mean?
She has to whistle like a bird.
Yes, I wanted to whistle like a bird. In the buff on a trampoline. Right?
Yeah. Getting jiggly with it.
We have a record here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that I am so excited about, and it's a world exclusive. It's not a world exclusive? No. Okay, it's a Radio 1 exclusive? No. Okay, it's a Chris Moore's exclusive. Yes, great! Do you remember that big, big hit? Remember, Eminem was trying to get to number one with Stan, and there was somebody in his way. Do you remember who that
was? Oh, the little cartoon dude.
Bob the Builder. He has a new record coming out on the 3rd of the 9th.
That's September.
Congratulations. Bob, Wendy and the gang down tools for a day, traded the building site for a studio, and recorded their fantastic new single. The album is ready for October, and will include a duet with Elton John and Bob's version of Boney M's Painter Man. Plus, of course, the best-selling single of 2000, Can We Fix It?
Painter Man?
I've never
even heard of Painter Man.
You've heard of it?
Yeah.
Well, how does it go?
Oh,
Painter, Painter Man.
Painter Man, Painter, Painter Man. He wants to be a painter man.
Oh, okay, great. And he's going to do a duet with Elton John? What song are they going to do there? Because I'm a builder man. Builder man, building lots of structure around the house.
Elton John's just a tart, though, because he's already done a duet with Eminem as well. Duet with anybody, him.
Well, John, do you think if we asked if he'd do a duet with us, he'd say yes?
He'll work with anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just a
showbiz tart.
Oh, man. Anyway, Bob the Builder. Should we play a little bit of the record now? That's to tease people.
Snatch.
Okay. There you go. And we'll play... do you want a little bit more?
Go on, a little bit more.
There you go.
I like it already.
I'm not going to say what song it is in case people don't know. See if you can guess what song it is. Bob the Builder's new single. And if you know what it is, that's easy. But if you don't, it's hard. Hellenism 49. So Bob the Builder, the record coming up. And I know there will be a fight in the office tomorrow about this. Coxie and Mamone will be tearing each other's hair out. I want to play it next. No, I want to play it next. No, I want to play it next. I know for a fact, Steve Lamacq had a copy on his desk.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, we've got to play it before Steve does. I believe it was going to be exclusive play on the Session in the Nations tonight. But I've had a fight with them to make sure that I get it first. So Bob the Builder will play it later. What time are we going to play it?
Whenever you want.
Well, that was authoritative.
Play now.
No, 5:30-ish.
Well, that's not when you want, then, is it?
That's when you want.
Anyway, I'm going to put... this is the song, right? You ready? Go.
Are you ready, Bob?
There you go. That's all I get. Now, I'm excited myself. I'm really excited. Are you ready, Bob? Now, when a song starts like that, and there's another 3 minutes left, you know it's going to be another masterpiece of modern-day music.
Are you ready, Bob?
See, I'm dying to know what Bob's answer is, because Bob might, you know, he might go, I'm just fixing this over here, and then I'll be with you. Or he might be ready. Do you think he's ready or not?
I think he's going to say yes.
What do you think he's going to say, Claire? Great for keeping the pace of the link up. Thanks.
Is the kettle on?
Is the kettle on? So the question is, are you ready, Bob? You think the reply will be, is the kettle on? Are those headphones you're wearing working? Or are you listening to GLR?
I'm listening to Terry Wogan. Oh, no, he's on in the morning.
Oh. Are you on medication?
I am.
Are you ready, Bob?
Put the kettle on. Are you all right? No.
Are you ready, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, see, well, yeah, I told you. Yes.
I told you.
You're right. It was a yes. Wow. Are you ready, Bob? Yes.
Are you ready, Bob?
Yes.
There you go.
What do you think he'll say? The question is, are you ready, Bob? Mm. Let me have a think.
Is the kettle on?
I've not been the same since that training.
Jesus. Don't ask me. Are you ready, Bob? What you know is true. Is the kettle on? Don't have to tell me. I love your precious heart. Don't ask me. Fancy brew. Yes, I'm ready. Don't have to
tell. I love your precious heart. Are you ready, Bob?
Yes.
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 We will play the Bob the Builder record later.
Radio 1.
Crazy Town and Tom and Kitten and maybe Helen from Big Brother. Who knows? If we're not here in 5 minutes, then I say we blackball them. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Tommy Kidd and Crazy Town coming up is Carolyn and Juliet with news. It's 4:30.
A Serbian general is jailed for murdering thousands of Muslims in Bosnia.
And in sport, England's cricketers struggle again against Australia.
Radio 1 News Me.
Not guilty.
Anything could happen.
And this sounds familiar.
Up comes McGrath and bowls now. That's Edgerton and Stewart's out. Up comes Lee again and bowls. And Cannington's bowled. And England have been dismissed for 185.
Australia romping towards an Ashes series victory on the first day of the third test at Trent Bridge. Let's go live now to Rob Nossman.
England all out 185. Australia in reply 19 for no wicket. A really grim day for England. At 117 for three, they were reasonably placed. But after Triscothic fell for 69, England subsided. Alex Stewart made 46, but no one else made more than 14. The Ashes are almost Australia's again.
Double Dutch in West London today. Chelsea have completed the signing of Dutch international winger Boudewijn Zenden on a 4-year deal from Barcelona. And Fulham's new £7 million goalkeeper Edwin van der Sar has signed a 4-year contract at Craven Cottage following his move from Juventus.
I'm here to win matches, so many as possible. I'm just looking for excitement of the matches. I thought Premier League. Yeah, I want to play here.
Celtic still sorting out John Hartson's move from Coventry and Steve Guppy from Leicester. I'm Juliet Farrington.
The weather, thundery showers across most of the country tonight. Tomorrow, more wet weather in England and Wales.
Sure.
We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
Hottest day of the year, my ass. All right, Juliet, you haven't read the sport for us for ages.
Why, have you missed me?
Yeah.
Well, you were away last week. I was here 4 days.
You were away?
You were.
What?
You weren't here.
No, I know. I was on holiday.
Yeah, and I was here last week.
So you deliberately waited till I went away before you came back on the show?
Yeah.
It's not very nice.
How's your tan?
It's not bad.
Good.
I have white marks under my breasts.
Have you?
Yeah, you know the problem. When you sit in the sun...
Sitting down, you
when you're sitting up.
Yeah.
So when I lie back, you can see under my breasts and I have two big white patches.
What about your cheeks?
Well, my bum?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's white.
Good.
What do you think I went on a holiday? A nudist colony?
No, you'd scare everyone.
Not walking around on holiday with my big fat ass cheeks displayed to all the Spaniards?
Yeah, you'd be on your own, that's why.
Should have worn a thong.
Oh, that's right, yes. How many thongs do you think I have in my drawer at home, Dave?
A little pouch.
Two?
Three, actually. Got one as a gift. Carolyn?
Yes?
I love you more than Juliet today.
Thank you very much.
What I thought. Radio 1. Helen's here, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. But we'll keep waiting 15 minutes. Now ladies come, ladies go, I'm out of. pictures of Tommy Kitten today, dressed in the Robert Palmer Addicted to Love video type clothes. That look good.
Yeah.
Something to do, I haven't really read it, but something to do with like MTV, 20 years of MTV or something.
Yeah, it's her anniversary.
So they've got Donna Eyre to dress up as Madonna. And I'm like, Donna Eyre, the pop star?
What, Madonna Eyre? Is that the idea?
I should have been the headline, mate. I told you, you should sell yourself to the sun.
I'm wasted.
Madonna Eyre. That'll definitely get used now within the next 2 weeks,
sure.
You know that. Right, should we bring in Helen? Because she's here now. All right, let's bring her in then. Here she is. It's lovely Helen! First of all, can I just say, I've just briefly met her during the Atomic Kitten record, and she did give me a kiss on the cheek and say sorry she was late.
I'm going to mess my hair up putting these on now. Good job no one can see me.
You look fine.
Oh, my God. No, I don't. It's terrible. It's been raining. Messed up the hair. Mind, it's probably worse than that on Big Brother.
There have been some ropey looking shots of you.
In the morning, with the famous dressing gown on.
That dressing gown is foul.
Oh my God, that was a Christmas present off my mother.
I love that dressing gown. I think that's the most beautiful dressing gown I've seen in my life. Wow.
Bet Lynch-ish, isn't it, a bit, you know?
So can I tell you something?
Go on.
About, I've been back a week, so, about 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right. 3 weeks tomorrow, in fact, right? 3 weeks ago tomorrow, if that makes sense.
What? It's Friday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. So 3 weeks, ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Big Brother house.
Mm-hmm.
And we went around the camera run.
Mm-hmm. Right. God, what did you see?
The only people... Oh, no, nothing bad. The only people who were awake were Elizabeth and Dean, and everybody else was asleep.
Ooh, hit me with it. Ooh.
And we went around the camera run, and we looked through, obviously, the two-way mirrors when you were asleep, and I was this far from your head.
I know, because I seen it yesterday, the mirror that was by the side of my bed, and you looked down, and it's right over my bed. I was like,
it's very, very, very... very freaky.
The question is, though, was I dribbling?
No, you weren't dribbling. Actually, you look fairly peaceful. I don't think you were snoring either.
Was everyone there? Brian?
Brian
Paul,
was... Yeah, everybody was
Dean
asleep.
All, right.
Yeah, they were all asleep.
Dean and Elizabeth were asleep or not?
Dean and Elizabeth were awake, and then you were asleep. And they were sitting in the deck chairs like two old grannies at the end of a pier. You were asleep, and then Paul... Dean, Brian, I think Josh was still in there at that point.
We couldn't all be in the same bedroom then.
No, you were on your own. You were
was
in the you were in the girls' room on your own.
That was brave of me, because normally I wouldn't go in on my own, except demons.
All right, so is it nice being out?
I think the whole world's just gone completely mad.
If Big Brother turned around tomorrow and said, would you like to go back in for 2 more weeks, starting Monday, would you go back in?
Definitely.
Would you really?
Yeah, with everyone else, because you've got no worries in there whatsoever. All you've got to worry about is task, what you're going to eat, and that's it, basically.
We've had loads of questions from the listeners, right? Because we thought it'd be better if they asked questions, and we got thousands of people emailing, right? So I'm just going to fly through them. You can take as long or as short as you want to answer all of them, right? So there's no bad ones.
Hit me with them. They're obviously all about Paul Clark.
There's loads, but I'm not going to read loads of, right? Calm down. I'll let you build up to it. Kate from Leeds says, have you done any cooking since you came out of the house?
I haven't had a chance. I want to get the white sauce and practice with the no limps and the lasagna and macarena. But I haven't had a chance.
Christine Rogers in Coventry says, have you been or are you going shopping with Brian?
I spoke to Brian this morning.
Right.
I was in Harvey Nicks, and he was like, you demoned you. I was in the Fendi handbag section. He was like, oh, God, the evil in you. He was going like this. Possibly tomorrow.
Really?
Possibly, yeah. Okay, we need to talk, me and Brian. He was like, I got to talk to you, I got to talk to you. And he's going, you've got a sore throat. I'm going, yeah, he's going, we're talking too much. Calm down.
Is he all right? Because he seems to have disappeared off the face of the planet.
He's fine. He was going off playing tennis last night.
Where was he?
And I was in the Sugar Reef.
You're so showbiz.
I know. Sound a bit pick-headed then, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm not going to read that one. Oh, this is nice. My girlfriend Jane and myself both live in... Where are you from?
Cwmbran.
I don't want to say it wrong, see. Cwmbran.
Yeah, Cwmbran.
Although neither of us have ever met her, Jane constantly quizzes me about what I think Helen's local pub is. Please help me put her out of her misery by asking Helen the following questions. What is your local pub?
Well, there is a local pub, but I've never been in it.
Okay, right.
It's called the Hentless something. Sorry, people in Wales, I've forgotten what it's called. The Hentless... something. But I've never been in it. My mother's been in it.
Okay.
She takes the dog up there and she walks the dog and she goes up there on the Saturday lunchtime, but I've never been in it. So best to ask her that.
So she goes in when she walks the dog?
Yeah, and she sits outside with her friend and they have a drink and they're like these big sandwiches, but I'm always in work now.
When is the homecoming party?
Hopefully this weekend.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Are you going to drag Paul back with her because this fella's woman fancies him?
Paul who?
Okay.
No, Paul Clark. He can come to come round if he wants to.
Okay,
no problem.
Okay. Also, Helen sounds like a bit of a clubber, so just mention Newport and Zanzibar and see what reaction you get.
Mm-mm.
No?
Newport, Zanzibar, good, but life in Cardiff's just a little bit better. That sounds a bit snobby, but Newport's good.
Okay.
But Cardiff's better.
Front page on Sun today, is that true?
Not at all.
Really?
Absolute rubbish. Those words have never come out of my mouth.
Don't treat me like a tart.
Rubbish, 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 rubbish,
okay,
rubbish.
Alright, okay.
Cleared that up.
So have you seen much of Paul since you got? I know you've seen him a couple of times, but have you spent much time with him or have you?
I seen him Friday.
Right.
Monday.
Right.
And we spoke on the phone.
Okay.
That's it. He's a lovely person. Very nice. Hello, Mr. Clark. And I got to say, thank you for everyone who voted for me. Thank you for all the people who went and wore blonde wigs. And thank you for everybody who tried to make star glittery caps and everything. I don't know if I'll be able to wear that cap again. I think I'll be mopped out walking down the street with that on. Thank you everyone who voted for me and thank you everyone who supported me and love Wales.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Do you want me to sing the national anthem? I don't think I was singing it right. That's the funny thing.
Well, try. I wouldn't be. Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm English, so I wouldn't know if you.
I was started singing it and I was going to run. The funny thing is, imagine if I'm singing it wrong. And I got on running and people were like, you were singing it a little bit wrong with Toggy Wog. And I was like, okay,
Toggy
I knew
Wog.
I would be.
Toggy was Toggy
my
was.
My hand grabbed then hard. I can't sing, my voice is really hurting.
You're well losing your voice.
Yes.
What's Toggy Wog?
I don't know, because I don't know Welsh. Believe it or not, I know that's terrible. Sorry, everybody.
Did you not speak Welsh?
No. I left school before they bought all that, you know, you had to learn Welsh. That was all.
But you know, you must know a little bit, right? Literally a little bit.
The national anthem. Yeah.
You know, good morning.
No. Sorry. Oh, does Brian know any Irish? You don't even know the Irish. He didn't.
Probably doesn't. All right, well, maybe we'll teach you some Welsh before you leave.
That would be pretty cool.
Because then when people ask you in future interviews, you can say, of course I know.
Of course I can.
Toggy Wog.
Yeah. Toggy Wog maybe is Welsh for a doggy.
Maybe, yeah.
Paddy?
Who?
Paddy the dog.
Paddy the dog.
Okay.
Oh, he was lush.
No. He knew nothing.
He's just a philistine.
Where's he been?
He knows nothing. He doesn't know. He knows nothing. Right, let's play a record and then we've got more questions for lovely Helen. Groove Armada and Super Styling. So you've had 9 weeks and you don't know what's been number one or anything like that in the charts.
That was the worst thing. We went, we won't know the new songs. And we went, what if we're not fashionable when we get out?
Yeah, I'm always in fashion. Don't worry about that. Have you heard Jerry Halliwell's new single?
No.
Scream If You Want to Go Faster?
No, I can remember Raining Men.
Yeah, that was the last one.
That was the last one, okay.
Right, so then Robbie Williams has been number one with
Robbie.
Eternity. You probably won't know that one either.
No. Plugging Me in Cardiff he's been.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to meet Robbie Williams?
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to meet Robbie Williams?
Oh, sorry, I'm a really good friend of
yeah.
yours.
Yeah, he's always ringing you, isn't he?
Actually, I have got his autograph already. But it doesn't say, to Helen, just, love Robbie.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not
I
good
want
enough.
A personal one, you know?
He might invite you to one of his gigs.
Mm-hmm.
You can sing Angels with him.
Have you heard me singing?
Yeah, actually,
stick to the dancing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick to the haircutting.
What, for the kitchen scissors? The Big Brother kitchen scissors? I was like, oh, my God. I wouldn't like to take them in, my scissors, because they could have been used as a weapon.
Imagine that. Would you ever get your haircut short?
I want a cut. I need a cut. And it's just I can't. I haven't got time to have done.
But would you get it cut short? Or do you like your long hair?
I've had to cut short once, innit?
I think you'd look cute with short hair. With cute, short blonde hair.
My cheeks might be a bit chubby. Hamster cheeks.
No, you'd look fine.
We'll see.
When did you become a hair expert?
Dickie
Clark.
Has he seen us this much today?
Mine's all right. My hair's not bad today.
Do you know what wax is?
Yeah. What's wrong with this? It needs it needs a trim, but it's kind of rugged looking.
You should have told me. Could have put the scissors in.
I couldn't afford you now. You're probably so expensive.
I'd do it for nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Helen cuts my hair.
I'd do Brian's and Paul's and everyone else's for nothing.
Gareth in Banbury says, ask her to name an animal beginning with J.
Oh, tell him to... He can try and name one beginning with J.
Just say Johnny the dog.
Yeah, that's right, Johnny the dog.
Please ask Helen if she knows what Big Brother said to the evicted housemates every Friday before they left. It's driving me crazy, and they all said they couldn't tell the remaining housemates because it would ruin it for them.
I still haven't got a clue.
I don't know what this is. What's this about?
Well, we all went in on the Friday. They called Sol in. It was like, Davina will meet you at the bridge, blah, blah, blah. Davina, look in her eyes, she'll come. They were just telling you what was going
on. Okay, right.
But we still don't know because I think it was different that Friday, wasn't it? It was like we all had like the same spiel. But what I still don't know, I'll have to ask somebody.
Was that weird meeting Davina McCall?
I was worried about her, honest to God. Because when Paul got that, I was like, when you see Davina, ask, say, Helen said, I hope she's okay. So I was thinking, I'll never walk in across that bridge and all, and she's heavily pregnant. And I was like, and when I see her, I was like, you've been okay, been okay.
Do you realise, I tell you, you haven't seen the tape back yet of you leaving the house. Have you seen the video?
I have seen a little bit. I tell you what, I was screaming because I was excited, but I couldn't wear my shoes because the heel were getting, there's these big grit things, these holes, and my balls and my feet were like killing.
You were so funny that night. Do you appreciate how funny you can be?
Because
you were so funny. I believe, I don't know this to be a fact, but I believe you're certainly the only Big Brother contestant who left and said to Davina, oh, are you okay?
I was I'm not just saying that now, but I was really worried about her.
She's so pregnant, isn't she?
Well, I was trying to think, what does she look like? And I knew she was pregnant before we went in there. And I was like, oh, she has a little bit of a bib. I was thinking, oh, God, what's she going to look like? If she's going to look the same? But she didn't really look... I thought she was going to be bigger than what she is.
She might be listening now.
Hello, Davina, if you're listening. She was like, ooh, she's really cool.
Nice.
But hang on. You don't rip Gucci carrier bags. I mean, come on, you save them.
I treasure them. I wouldn't know. I don't own any.
Never had one.
I don't own no Gucci products at all. I don't own Gucci. I can't afford Gucci. Mr. Buyright, top man.
Foster's.
Yeah. Zero Satiro.
Mm.
How are you talking? Here's a question from some strange person. out of all the words, oh, my, and God, which is your favourite?
Oh, because that starts it off.
Have you had chips from the chip shop yet?
Yeah, I had them. I had them Tuesday night, and big loads of chips, big fat greasy chips in the bag with chicken and a roll, Diet Coke, and then it's a cup of tea and chocolate. And I had that with my good friend Paul Waite, and we were like, he was like, this is fantastic. I was like, imagine what it's like for me after 9 weeks.
She's great, isn't she? You're so great. You really are.
That's not what you were saying the first couple of weeks in the 5 years.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. The first few weeks, I thought you were a dippy cow. I really did.
Did you?
I thought you and you were really annoying. And you kept sulking and you kept going, and I'm thinking, get rid of it. She's just annoying.
Blonde bimbo.
And then all of a sudden, it was the more relaxed you got, the more you just didn't care. And you didn't give a crap. And you were just like, and the best thing was, when you went to see Big Brother, right, into the diary room, you'd sit in the chair and go, hi, Big Brother! And then all of a sudden, it was like, well, you've got to stay. So I did say, got to get rid of you. And then when it came up to you and Emma,
it was... me and Emma?
Yeah,
what do you mean, Emma?
Well, you and Emma were up for eviction.
No. Paul and Emma were. I wasn't up for eviction with eyes, Penny. Has he been watching Penny?
Right.
Josh.
Right.
Because I had those weeks off. I was like, what's everyone doing? Josh and Mr. Clark.
Well, all right. Well, one of them.
Get it right now.
One of them, then, I said, vote for you. Don't ever go at me, for God's sake. I've been nice.
I know you've been very nice.
All right, so very quickly, is the Sky TV offer thing true?
Nothing's in writing.
Nothing's been confirmed.
Nothing's been confirmed.
Okay, all right.
I don't know these long words to say. These are like professional words. I'm like, nothing's around there. Nothing's been confirmed. I'm like,
have you and Paul yet?
Nope.
Okay. You really haven't? You haven't? Why?
seen him Friday, and then Demi Saul comes from.
I mean, I'll book a suite in a hotel for you if you want, and I'll get you a car to take you there. I'll even provide the hat.
Big Brother will get back to you on that one.
All right, okay. Well, you know, have you thought about what music you want playing?
Why don't we phone up Paul Clark and get him on you as well?
All right,
see what he's got to say about it.
All right, we'll do that later. You've got to go now, I think.
Fine. I'm being your language.
Unless you want to stay, you just have, we'll discuss it during the news.
What time did you... I didn't even know what time your show ends, sorry.
6:15. Do you remember talking about me in the house?
Sorry?
Do you remember talking about me in the house?
Do you know what? I've been on Red Dragon... Oh, God, I can't be saying that on Radio 1, can I?
That's all right.
I've been on Red Dragon Radio, and they were like, do you remember how they were saying about Red Dragon Radio was Stuart? I was like, no. And they went, we'll play it back for you. And then I was like, well, that was in week one. I can't remember what I said.
Okay, this is the conversation you have with Stuart.
Oh, no.
About me. Okay, you ready?
All right. I was listening to that Chris Moyles. Did you listen to Chris Moyles?
Sometimes he gets on my nerves a bit.
That one's Stuart. That was Paul.
No, that's Stuart.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Stuart.
Play it again.
God, hang on.
Come, Mr. DJ.
I was listening to that Chris Moyles. Did you listen to Chris Moyles?
Sometimes he gets on my nerves a bit.
Sorry. No, it's just that sometimes... My lips are sealed.
Sorry, Paul.
Ah!
All right, so maybe Helen will hang around, maybe not. We'll find out after news. Hang on there.
Radio 1.
Right, we'll also play top tunes coming up from Destiny's Child and Chemical Brothers. Here's news of sport. It's 5 o'clock.
A Serbian general is jailed for killing thousands of Muslims in Bosnia.
In sport, England all out against Australia again.
Radio 1. News.
The Bosnian Serb general Radoslav Krstic has been jailed for 46 years for murdering 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica in 1995. It's the longest jail term ever handed out by the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Colonel Bob Stewart, who is in charge of British forces in Bosnia, says justice has been done.
I'm delighted that this verdict has occurred. Frankly, we can never bring people back, but it's the best we can do, and it serves as a signal to others that they can't do this.
Danielle Jones's mum fears her daughter may be dead. Linda Jones says hope of finding the 15-year-old alive. She disappeared on her way to school at East Tilbury in Essex on June the 18th. Robbie Williams fans are being warned about forged tickets for this weekend's gigs at Hampden Park in Glasgow. Concert promoters fear thousands of fakes with a washed-out appearance have been sold on the black market. A second primary school teacher has been suspended for altering national maths tests for 11-year-olds. Governors at Kirby and Great Broughton Primary School at Northallerton in North Yorkshire are investigating claims that answers were changed. Britain's bracing itself for another spell of unusual weather. This time, though, dust showers are coming in from the Sahara Desert. Southern parts of England and Wales are particularly at risk, mixed in with thunderstorms tomorrow. Finally, more and more people are listening to Radio 1. Today's official ratings show that overall 14 million people are tuning in every week, and the number of 15 to 24 year olds has increased again to record levels.
Here's a surprise. England's cricketers have nosedived to 185 all out at Trent Bridge on the first day of the third Ashes test. Australia now batting their 48-1. Chelsea have been showing off their latest signing at Stamford Bridge. Dutch international Boudewijn Zenden from Barcelona, he signed a four-year contract. And still no word from Celtic. John Hartson, Steve Guffey and Momo Sela are still waiting the results of their medicals to complete a hat-trick of signing for the Scottish champions. I'm Juliet Farrington.
The weather. Sundry showers across most of the country tonight. Tomorrow, more wet weather in England and Wales. Next from us in 45 minutes, we uncover the scam in which wannabe bands are being lured into paying cash for a fake audition. Plus, we're in Newquay ahead of this weekend's surf finals. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Thank you, Carolyn.
What's the matter?
Helen's just banged her head on the microphone.
No, it's easily done.
And Juliet's already met Helen.
She's lovely.
That's the girl you met in there, the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. There's so many people, sorry.
That's okay.
But Helen was just telling me she's a big fan of your news reading skills, Carolyn, and your sport reading skills, Juliet.
Lovely voice.
Sis.
Well, thank you, Helen.
That's okay.
Carolyn, shell-shocked.
There you go, see, you just made their day. These are two old hags, they don't get out much upstairs. And you've just put a smile on their faces.
I aim to please.
There you go. Thank you then.
Bye.
Bye. Helen's going to stay for another 10 minutes, aren't you?
Yes!
Right, Destiny Child and Chemical Brothers now. Radio Brothers, Hey Boy, Hey Girl at Radio 1. Destiny's Child before that with Bootylicious. Did you like that Destiny's Child song?
Yeah, it's good.
Good answer.
The answers we always get.
Yeah.
Any music's good.
Okay. Helen from Big Brother is here. Woo! You had your big party the other night, didn't you?
Monday night, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that weird seeing everybody all together again, or...?
What was weird was seeing people in normal clothes. I know you all sort of like, but you were just seeing people in the same sort of clothes all the time, and seeing everybody all dressed up was like, oh god, I look really good. Not that we don't look good, but
they were all there on the Friday night when you left the house, and I saw them all kind of arrive and hang out before. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously you were still in there, and it was really bizarre seeing Josh and Penny and Stuart and Amber and Narinda and Paul and everybody all dressed up in really nice flash clothes.
And they all look so clean. Not that you thing is, we have like an hour of hot water and you could get clean, but you don't look like that polished, squeaky, really nice, and I was like, you know, I look a bit grubby a bit. I was like, oh, my hair and all, and they all look squeak clean.
You look fine now.
I've got lots of baths now, yeah.
Have you had a big long soak?
Ages got all wrinkly and everything.
Helen was also saying that she wanted the calendar from the house, but you forgot to nab it.
And I forgot to say about it yesterday as well when I was there. So, if anyone's listening, calendar, please.
She'd like the calendar. And for whatever reason, if it comes up in an auction and anybody buys it, she still wants it.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants it for free, she's not paying.
Not paying, no.
Not paying at all.
I am the one-legged housemate, aren't I?
Certainly are. So you've had offers to do stuff. Well, the newspapers have said you've had offers to do stuff.
Yeah.
Right. You're obviously not saying too much about it.
I don't know too much. Honest to God, I really don't. I've been, like, pushed from here to there. You've got to do this, you've got to do this. And I've had no chance to sort of, like, sit down and do anything, really, or sit down and think, you know? So
But you know you're allowed to throw showbiz strops, because now you're famous.
Am I? God, I used to strop before, I think, but I lost my mother.
But you can, you're allowed to do it. If they say, right, you've got to go here now, and you don't want to go, just say, I'm not going.
I can't say that.
You can.
No.
Oh, you can.
All right, then, we'll have to stop thinking about that one, then.
Unless it affects this show, you can throw strops.
Okay.
Because we were told today you were too tired to come on.
Me tired? Never.
That's what I thought.
Sorry.
That's all right, I've forgiven you now.
Now, is this year's theme tune? Because this year's is a little bit more jazzed up, isn't it?
It's slightly jazzed up, yeah. No, this is last year's. This is like the single. It's slightly jazzed up.
Is it good?
It's not really new. It's pretty much the same. It's just slightly remixed.
That's not the same, really. Otherwise, it just wouldn't be the same, would it?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's going to be the same. Right.
Yeah.
So, Paul...
Mr. Clark, yeah.
Right. Are you gonna eventually have a night out somewhere quiet and secretive away from everywhere else?
Well, a night out, yeah, but not a night out and like a full night, just like perhaps like out for a nice meal. I want to be wined and dined and all romanced and all, you know?
I'm sure he'll do that.
I'm sure he can do that. I'm positive he can do that.
Did he really turn up the other night with an overnight bag?
Yeah. Can't deny
forward,
that.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Do you not?
No, why not? He's gagging for it.
Who is?
You are!
You bring a bag, it says I'm ready to cop off, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
I gotta say...
Hang on a sec, we're talking about it, right?
Let me talk a minute, excuse me.
Sorry.
He went home to Reading.
Okay. So he didn't bring it for you. So you were disappointed?
No, I was tired. My feet were hurting.
So hang on, has Paul made a move on you yet? Has he been a bit of a pussy here or what?
No, we haven't had a chance to see each other, have we?
If that was Paul, I'd make time.
He's a lovely guy. Nice.
I'm sure he is.
Nice cheekbones, Mr. Clark.
But you want him to be a man, don't you? You want him to just take you and grab you and go, kiss me, Helen. That's what you want, right?
He is a man. He is very much a man.
But you just told me you don't know yet.
Don't know what?
He might be a one-minute man.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying he is a man. He's not a woman, is he?
Well, I don't know.
Don't think so.
I hope you're saying no.
He did that one time, dressed up as a woman. Yeah, I was doing his makeup. That was so funny.
But he's not good as a woman.
I remember saying to him in the house, I know he took this a bit of the wrong way, but you look quite good as a woman. And on his, I gotta say, on his eviction note, because you know me and Brian were like, cheekbones, got the cheekbones, like, we want Liz Hurley cheekbones. And then we had the Vaseline tricked in. You know, he put Vaseline on cheekbones?
No.
Well, we had that. And he did have Vaseline on his cheekbones and he left the big blue eyes because I made him. I was like, you can't get these cheekbones looking good now. They look good anyway.
Hang on, seriously, I'm a boy, I don't know about making. You put Vaseline on your cheekbones?
Yeah, they make them stand out more, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I must try that.
You must.
And would it make me look better?
Do you tone and moisturise and eye gel?
I don't
eye gel. Hair gel.
What the hell is eye gel?
To stop puffiness.
You put gel under your eyes?
Yeah, eye gel. We all used to be Nick and Brian's eye gel under our eyes because we used to get a bit tired in there. And you know, you don't want to look bad. Well, we always look bad as well.
I put aftershave balm on after I've had a shave. Does that count?
You had a shave today?
Well, no, I haven't had a shave today. No, I've got half a beard. Of course I haven't shaved today. I was going to shave for you, but I thought you might like the rugged look.
Get back to you on that one. You need to start toning, moisturising and eye gelling, as Brian would say. We knew to.
I've got a nice aftershave on. I've got a nice cologne.
Even Bubble does it now, I think, as well. He was toning. He was toning, Bubble was. So I mean, if Bubble can do it, you can do it. Come on.
So you think I should tone?
I think you should tone. Get a bit of toner.
Okay. Dave?
What?
Can you lend me some toner?
I haven't got any toner.
I'm sure you have.
Toner? I don't even know what toner is.
It's, I don't know. She look, she's telling
cleansing
us
she's cleansing your skin.
Oh,
cleansing.
No, she's telling you because you look like a tramp.
No, she's not. How dare you?
She's telling you to tone. She hasn't said anything to me about Tony.
I think she fancies me.
Get back to you on that one.
I think Paul is history.
Paul is not history.
Oh, okay. You could have played along for a little bit.
You got no chance.
This amused me. All right, look, what are you going to do next, then? What are you going to do? Have you got anything planned for the weekend? Anything like that? You're just going to chill out?
Do you really want to know what I'm doing this weekend?
Well, unless it's really boring.
Okay, I think it's Disney Channel tomorrow, and a bit of shopping.
Okay.
SMTV on Saturday morning.
Are you going to do that? Wow.
I'm sorry, Brian, he's going to absolutely kill me, because apparently Posh Spice is meant to be on there. And Atomic Kitten.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Brian's going to be phoning me up after this, going, what? And then... I don't know, Saturday night, I think all of us, all the housemates might be going somewhere.
Okay. I've heard you're going to Watford, is that right?
That's right, okay. Yes, Watford.
All right, I won't say too much more though, yeah. But I've heard it's Watford. Mm-hmm. If he wants to come and see me, I'll be very nice. I'll give him some teddy bears.
Yeah. Shall I come along with him to ease him into it a bit?
Do you know what? That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? We spoke to Dean the other day, and Dean said the same thing. He'd come along and escort him, so you could all come and help him.
Well, perhaps you should have the day off, and it could be the Brian and Helen show. How does that sound?
It's not an option.
Do you fancy doing Saturday mornings?
I can do Saturdays. I hate dressing. I do Saturdays.
The money's really good. 10 to 1. So just a 3-hour show on a Saturday morning.
Brian and Helen show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can have the morning off?
Well, Saturday's off, that'll be great, you can do it all the time.
Okay then, yeah? Okay, yeah.
Do you have any radio experience? It doesn't really matter for this place.
No radio experience. I keep on banging my head on the microphone.
Perfect.
You're perfect. That's it. Jamie Thingston bangs his head every Sunday. Yeah. The guy's all over the place, he's a mess. All right, well, thank you for coming in. I hope everything goes well for you, I really do.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for all the people, I know I'm so sorry, but I have got to say, thank you for the people that voted me, otherwise... I would have been no good, would I?
Exactly.
With one for the public.
No one would have cared. But we like you. We hope you do really well.
Thank you very much.
And say hello to Paul next time you see him.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do, don't think of me halfway through.
No.
Or Brian. Or Paddy. Don't think of that. Well,
we do like Paddy, though.
Yeah. Lovely Helen from Big Brother then. All the side. Embrace and Wonder. That's a good song. Go online to hear 3 tracks for Embrace's recent session for the evening session, and you can hear them and see them live this weekend in Carlisle for one big Sunday. You know that idiot upstairs on reception, Arish? He wants me to say happy 22nd birthday to Sonia from Edgware.
You're not going to do it though, are you?
What, say happy 22nd birthday to Sonia from Edgware?
Yeah.
No.
A dedication service.
Wanted me to say have a happy birthday and have a great time and hope you have a lovely year and congratulations, but not saying
that. Sonia from Edgware.
Yeah, not saying that.
Forget it.
On the Saturday show, we do this feature called Hello, I'm Listening, where you register with your name and your phone number. And then sometime during the Saturday show, between 10 in the morning and 1, we phone up numbers and you have to answer the phone by saying,
Hello, I'm listening.
We have two sets of tickets for the 1-to-1 FA Charity Shield, which will be held on Sunday, August the 12th at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, which, if you've never been to, by the way, is a magnificent stadium. Mm. It is fantastic. The match is between the league champions Man U and the FA Cup winners Liverpool. One set of tickets is for Liverpool supporters, the other set is for Manchester United supporters. If you win, you'll get a ticket for yourself and three mates. To win them, you've got to make sure you're listening to the show next week and answer the phone with, "Hello, I'm listening." If you answer in the quickest time, you win. So what you wanted to do is email, you can only do it by email, email this address, hello.listening@bbc.co.uk, and say whether you're a Liverpool or a Man U fan. You will get a ticket plus another three for your mates. All right, see, four of you can go now. So give us your name, your phone number, and whether you want to go Liverpool ticket or Man U ticket for the 1-to-1 FA Charity Shield. Email address which is Swedish.
Hello.
Well, sorry.
Hello.listening@bbc.co.uk.
Thank you. By the way, sorry, I meant to say...
What?
Wasn't Helen lovely?
Lovely.
Oh, she was lovely. I almost felt guilty for thinking she was a dizzy blonde. And now... I think she's a lovely dizzy blonde. Coxie.
This was Breakfast.
Radio 1. 1 week in Ibiza on Radio 1.
Yes, 1 week in Ibiza. Our huge competition, the prizes by great coincidence. 1 week in Ibiza. You can register online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. If I do ring you, you've got to answer the phone with a phrase.
I'm a friend of Ibiza.
Yay!
Release the ravers.
Oh no!
Oh, Anna.
I got two!
You got two.
That's awful.
In what sport would having a burst in your hopper cause you to lose your balls?
I'll go for bool.
For bool. Are you taking it seriously?
I am taking it seriously. It's very hard, you know, to consistently come up with correct answers.
Liar. Liar.
Listen. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox. Check it out. Now, with added huge.
Radio 1.
Household Nugget at Radio 1, if you wanna, right. I'm gonna say happy birthday to Vivian, because it's her birthday, I believe, today.
Happy birthday, Vivian.
Happy birthday, Vivian. Happy birthday. Birthday. That's all, that'll do. That's just 15% of the song. That's all I need to give them. Right, okay, so, I've left my phone at home, that's why I haven't been returning anybody's calls today. I hate that. I'm lost without... I'm naked without my mobile phone. It's like when you haven't got your watch on and you constantly start looking at your watch and you suddenly realise you don't have one today because you left it at home. Whatever. Nightmare! Demons. Evil. Destiny. No idea what I'm talking about.
Not really, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Radio 1 Chris Moyles exclusive. It's time to entertain the nation by playing another future classic song. The best-selling single of 2000 was Can We Fix It by Bob the Builder. Will the best-selling single of the year 2001 be Bob the Builder's new record? I have it here. It's in my hand. I'm about to play it to the nation. It's Bob the Builder with Mambo Number 5.
Are you ready, Bob?
Yes.
What about you, lovely?
I'm a bit scared.
Okay, team, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody's outside, so come on, let's ride to the builder's yard around the corner. The gang's all here and it's time for us to do what we wanna. There's a house with a roof that leaks. It's an urgent job and it could take us weeks. There's Dizzy, Lofty and Roly too. Wendy always knows just what to do. And there's no job too big or small. With scoop and mug, we can do it all. Metal, brick or wood, it's all good. And we can always send in the tractor.
Yeah, hang on a second. Wasn't I right in thinking about Mambo Number 5 was about all the women that Lou Bega had boffed? So, now you've taken a song about you know, doing the ibbity-jibbity with all these chicks and turned it into about Bob the Builder.
So is this, we spot the builder now about to sing in the chorus about all the hot mummers he's had.
What, Bobbin?
Well, yeah. Has he, with Wendy? I don't know. Well, let's listen.
A little bit of timber and a saw.
This guy's a pervert. He's having sex with his equipment.
A little bit of digging up the road.
I know what you're talking about, Bobby. Did he say a little bit of moving heavy loads? Now, I tell you, this is my type of guy, because I move my heavy load.
A little bit of moving heavy loads, a little bit of tiling on the roof, a little bit of making waterproof, a little bit of concrete mixed with sand, a little bit of rock to build a man.
So, in other words, he's getting kind of aroused by all his sores and stuff.
He would get really excited in juicings, wouldn't he?
Oh, man, it'd be all over the place, literally.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Mix it up to the sound, dig a hole in the ground. One step left and one step right. And one to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it right.
A little bit of timber and a saw.
Timber!
A little bit of fixing, that's for sure.
Fixing!
A little bit of digging up the road.
Digging!
A little bit of
number one, definitely. Genius. Whoa! A cordless power drill! Oh. Come on, kids, join in. I don't care whether you're a 49-year-old comedy director and you're big BMW, it's time to sing with Bobby the Builder.
A little bit of timber and a saw.
Tour.
A little bit of fixing, that's for sure. A little bit of digging up the
roads.
A little bit of moving heavy
loads.
A little bit of tiling on the roof. A little bit of making waterproof.
Proof.
A little bit of concrete mixed with sand.
Sand.
A little bit of bulk.
The Builder Man.
So much work to keep us all busy. Can we fix it? Yes, we can. With the team and Bob, the Builder Man.
Ace. Neil Morrissey, you should be ashamed of yourself. You cash whore. There you go. Bobby the Builder.
Good that.
And it comes out, is it the 3rd of September? Yes. And it's, what am I playing this for?
Don't
it's,
know.
Mambo number 5, sorry, I didn't mean to play that, it was too slow for a record like this. You gotta go, that's better.
Rocking.
So there you go, Bob, Wendy and the gang and their own version of Mambo number 5. Rocking. Number one song.
Do you reckon?
Oh.
With our help?
Oh, yeah. And hopefully we'll get Bob the Builder on the show in the next few weeks to tell us all about it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Boy, I'ma make you love me.
I prefer Bob the Builder. Bob the Builder and Missy Elliott live at Wembley Arena, London. Hey!
Big a double act.
What?
Big a double act.
Mm. Elton John and Bob the Builder. Mm.
If you wanna dance, this is our chance. If you...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John!
You can jump to the beat and keep bouncing.
Richie's hurt his leg or his ankle or something, isn't he?
Has he?
Yeah.
The other one's out of action as well, though, isn't
he? There's like three of them left.
Sean, isn't he?
But five, and now there's two of them out of action.
That's three.
And amazing, Jay's still standing. There's just no justice in the world, is there? Only joking, Jay, mate. I like Tiger. Hey, I love Jay. He's my favourite. And you know the thing about five, Dave?
What?
You never take them home to meet your parents.
That's because they ain't got no manners, they eat with the fingers.
Damn right. I said that to somebody the other day and they went, what? I said, that's one of their lyrics. No, it's not.
It is.
It is true. They ain't got no manners because they eat with their fingers.
They're street tough and dangerous.
They just, aren't they? They're just crazy.
Street punks.
Street punks. Five. They ain't gonna manage to eat with the fingers. Right, thanks for listening to the show today. We're back. It's Friday tomorrow, so Mr. Jonathan Culshaw will be on the show. So we're here from 3 o'clock, and then Saturday, we're giving away those tickets, aren't we, for the 1-to-1 FA Charity Shield, which should be good.
hello.listening@bbc.co.uk.
Thank you.
This is Noel Edmonds.
Safri Duo played live the Bongo song. Have you heard the new one?
No.
Imagine this, but slightly different.
Yeah.
They are the new Technotronic. The new Two Unlimited.
Pump up the jam. There's no limit.
It's all there. Alright, thanks for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed, had a good laugh. Helen from Big Brother, she's nice, isn't she?
Top.
Funny. Coming up tonight, Sarah HB will be here at 6, The Session of the Nations at 8, Peel tonight at 10, and One World at midnight tonight.
Radio 1.
All starts after Carolyn and Newsbeat. It's 5:45.
Guilty, the general jailed for the biggest mass murder in Europe since World War II.
This is a landmark judgment for the tribunal today.
Also tonight, Danielle Jones's mother fears her missing teenage daughter is dead.
I don't think she's alive anymore. We would have heard from her.
Police warnings over the bogus boy band auditions. Plus why Wimbledon fans will have to travel more than 70 miles for a home game.
It's not Wimbledon Football Club moving to Milton Keynes. It's the first ever football franchise. Any football fan can really see it for what it is.
And we're in Newquay as record numbers of people turn up for the finals of the Surf Festival.
Just come out of the water and I'm absolutely stoked. It was just about breaking top of me. Paddling like mad. Shot towards the beach like 100 miles an hour.
Radio 1 News Means Beat.
But first tonight, the Bosnian Serb general Radislav Krstic has been jailed for almost half a century for the mass murder of 8,000 Muslim men and boys in the town.